The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And it's Fáilte Raisigh on Clár now as Elon Musk gets more and more involved with the Trump administration. How do Tesla owners here in Ireland feel about it? Are they embarrassed or can they separate the car from the man, the dancer from the dance? Our own dancer, Henry McKean, reports.
Well, I bought this end of June before he got involved, so I can kind of say I didn't buy it, I didn't fund him or anything.
So you got involved before he got involved in Trump?
Before he got involved, yeah, exactly.
And would you put a bumper sticker on your car saying I bought the car before
Elon
got involved in politics?
To detach myself from Elon, perhaps, yeah.
It's funny, actually, my sister and myself were talking about it the other day, and absolutely I would. The man himself and his politics and how what he does and what he stands for are just completely polar opposites.
I'm Graham Walker, and I own Graham Walker Cars in Harold's Cross, and I specialise in Teslas. We're solely selling Teslas now for over 2 years. We started selling Teslas about 3 years ago or slightly over, and we specialise in buying and selling Teslas.
Is there a difference now that Elon Musk has got more involved with Donald Trump and his government? Is there a difference in attitude with the public, with buyers, with customers, with, you know, Tesla drivers?
To be honest with you, we've seen a little change, not drastic. But the way we would look at it would be that you're buying the product. Tesla as a brand and as a car, in my opinion and most drivers' opinion, is it would be the best electric car when it comes to IT, hardware systems, software systems, how the car is run. There's no servicing, software updates over the air. If you have an issue with your warranty, which you get a brand new, Tesla has an 8-year warranty on the battery and a 4-year warranty on the car. They'll send a service agent to your house. It's away from the legacy way of doing things, which is, in my opinion, the best. And I think most people who own a Tesla think is the best. But the situation with Elon, with American presidency, that shouldn't really affect your view on the product, as the product is good. If you had that view, I would find you'd be back in the 1800s. If you look at Walt Disney, if you look at Bill Gates, there's lots of names out there. If you look at the managing directors, the big issue you're having there is they keep away from the media. So they purposely don't get themselves in the papers and the media. And unfortunately with Elon, he has decided to put himself in the front page of the paper every day. So he's always under look. But you can look at any brand you want at the high end and all of them have a story.
Well, I'm a petrol head, but I have to say this is a great car.
When we take Elon Musk getting heavily involved in Trump and in politics, does it change your view of the car? Can you separate the man from the car?
I can 100% separate it. It doesn't bother me at all, and I hear other people complaining. I mean, if you're to look at it like that, I mean, it would change your opinion about everything in the world if you knew enough information.
Like some people have bumper stickers saying, I bought the car before I knew what Elon Musk was really like. And others are even, some people are even handing them back. Is that a bit extreme?
It's completely extreme and it's a very liberal view. To be honest, it would make me more likely to buy one knowing his views now.
I love my Tesla because it just suits my lifestyle. I love the fact that I can get supercharging here for free because I only live up in Stepaside. So all I have to do is pop down, plug it in for half an hour, and I never have to pay for charging, which is one of the reasons why I love it.
So no charge?
No charge. No charge for charging. What else do I love about it? It's just a really comfortable car. Just suits me, suits my lifestyle. I've had it now for, 14, so I got it in 16. So I've had it nearly nine years now.
And it's still going strong?
Still going strong. Never has given me any trouble whatsoever.
When we take Elon Musk, does that change things for you or do you separate the man from the car?
I probably do because I'm not very political. I think he's a genius. I don't like what he's doing at the moment. But I think in other ways he's you know, an absolute genius. But it doesn't change my view of my car.
And you wouldn't get a bumper sticker saying I got this car before Elon Musk became a different guy?
A different person? No, I wouldn't. No. Maybe I should.
You're not really buying a car with Elon sitting in your passenger seat. Like, if you have that kind of a compass, you're going to be living in a tree. So, like, Elon, yes, has views that won't be for everyone, but you also have to understand that Elon is not the same as the regular person. If Elon was the same as the regular person, he would be working a regular job. You look at all the inventors the whole way back, you will see they look at life differently, and you can't judge Tesla on Elon's views. Elon is an individual. Tesla employ thousands, hundreds of thousands of employees across the world. They've got gigaplants in Germany. They have them in Shanghai. They have them in America. And they build Teslas as a factory for making the best car in the world. And I would agree that that is correct.
You drive one. Do people ever kind of look at you? Do they kind of tot at you?
To be honest with you, I don't know if it's the areas I would hang around, but I haven't actually seen anything. The only thing I ever get is when I pull into my children's primary school, I get a lot of children running over to me. I actually find it quite funny because when I would have been their size, I actually went to my children's primary school, so I'd be very familiar with it. But I'd remember when I was small, I'd be excited to see a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. That really, that stuff used to excite me. Or a very rare BMW would really excite me. It seems like Tesla does it for the young children now, and they really get excited, and they want to see the Netflix, and they want to see the car games, and they want to see how the car farts on the outside. It's really, and they don't advertise. So like Tesla don't advertise, but yet all the children know about it because it's modern. It's basically like, I find the legacy brands are like a Nokia, when a Tesla is like a smartphone.
Would you buy another one?
Yes.
And why?
Because the car is more than just the person.
And do people give you strange looks yet? Are they giving you a hard time? We're not going to follow Europe where some of them are getting vandalised and stuff like that.
Hope not. Hope not. But what I'll say is, I mean, there's an awful lot of these things on the road.
Separating them from the car, absolutely. I wouldn't be a fan of his politics. I wouldn't be a fan of the man himself. But the cars themselves are excellent and very comfortable.
So it's a real tech car. You're watching YouTube. You're obviously pulled over. You're not driving. You're pulled over to charge.
Yes.
Do people give you funny looks these days?
No, I haven't. My own family members, I know, were never big fans of Elon before I purchased the car. But I've been a fan of him either. But in terms of the vehicle, when I made a choice about the vehicle compared to the others that were available at the time, and I thought it was the best.
You're not buying a car with Elon Musk in your passenger seat. So whether you believe his political views or not, it's actually irrelevant. If you just put it down on a page of what they have compared to the other electrics, it's not even comparable. So Tesla's not for everybody. And maybe if you think political views are going to stop you from buying a car, who am I to tell you you're wrong? But at the end of the day, I'd be looking at the facts. You can buy a brand new Model 3 today for $36,888 with a referral code. That's ridiculously cheap. That is value that you're not going to get in any other brand. And like, you even compare it to another model of maybe a small hatchback size car that might be only a small car. You won't buy a brand new one for less than that.
Henry McKean reporting on whether Tesla owners are feeling a sense of buyer's remorse because of the antics of Elon Musk in the White House. Speaking of the White House, we're going to have some detail on the impact of tariffs slowing down US business and manufacturing already. That's after 6 o'clock, and I'll be joined by the great Andy Townsend, so don't go anywhere.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.